So we're going to celebrate today. I'm so excited about that. Let's do this. Why don't we all stand? And we're just going to ask the Lord to be a part of today, and we're going to invite him in prayer. Let's pray together. Father, I want to say thank you for all that you are and all that you do. I want to say thank you for what you've been doing, even in the midst of this mess. Lord, we pray that you would just inhabit the praise of your people. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We have been longing for this, to get together as a family and to sing our praises. And Lord, I pray that today heaven would rejoice with us. So Lord, thank you for what you're doing in our midst, despite the craziness of this world. We love you and we praise you, and we want to do that audibly right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, follow along. This is called Beautiful One. You guys know this song. Let's sing it out.
Next song is a proclamation of us coming out of the grave, out of the darkness, into the light that he's given us. And you guys know this song. It's called Glorious Day.
I was buried beneath my shame. Ways.
We want you guys praying for Lisa. Of course, she's been having just health issues along the way and some of the anxiety that comes with being shut up and not being able to get out and routines being disruptive. They sure haven't helped. We've been praying for Esther Phillips all along the way. Some of you guys know Mark, and what a great colleague and friend. And I was so shocked. I'm still a little bit in shock that he passed, and he beat me to Jesus, right? Now, I love that he's there, and I love that it's not goodbye, but I miss him. And so we want you guys praying for Esther. We were thanking the Lord that nobody of the fire crews were hurt at this house fire that happened last night. If you guys were in town, you know at 12 o'clock something went wrong. It was a house that burnt down, and we praise the Lord that nobody was hurt. Nancy Camo, she just got word about her surgery for her hip replacement, and we've been waiting for that, and we're so excited about that. So again, you guys know there's lots of things to lift to the Lord, and we hope that you guys are finding this slowdown a time of prayer for you, of reconnecting even with the Father. There's times when we're too busy. Well, you know what? Bill Hybels wrote a book a couple of years ago, well, quite a few years ago now. I'm getting old. But it was called Too Busy Not to Pray. And I hope that that's the way you live your life, that you are a person of prayer, that you know that you can call upon the name of the Lord in any place, at any time, and that heaven hears you. So let's call upon the name of the Lord right now. Father, we want to say thank you for all that you are and all that you've been doing in our midst. Lord, we want to say thank you that we are back as a family. Lord, that we're able to meet together. We want to say thank you that there are those who are still meeting and listening online. Lord, we pray that you would be with them and meet every need that's represented. That you are a God who cares about the smallest of detail, that your word tells us that you know every hair in our head, that you care for the sparrows, Lord, and if you care for them and the lilies of the field, how much more do you care for your kids? Well, Lord, we say thank you. Meet every need that's represented here today. Those prayer requests that I've mentioned and all the unspoken, we ask that you would be moving heaven on our behalf, that you'd be changing earth, Lord. We are a people who understand that you still touch. We are a people that understand that you still heal. We are a people that understand that you still intervene. A miracle is just our God at work. And so, Lord, they're not rare. They're not an exception. They're our lives. And Father God, we thank you for all the miracles that we've been experiencing through this time, Lord, and through the centuries, Lord. And we look forward to what you have for us today and every day. So, Father, keep going before us because that's when we win. We love you and we praise you. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You guys may be seated. We're trying to tape again. I said a little earlier, we're not going to be joining on Facebook. We're trying to see what happens if we have a lot of people who join us online. That's something that we may continue. We've been really happy with those who have joined us online. So if you're doing that today, you're listening to this probably Sunday night. We thank you for taking time for God and allowing us to somehow be a part of that. That I think that's fantastic. I want you to be watching Facebook again. Our summer activities are strange. If we're allowed to continue meeting like this, we may be doing a movie night, some different things like that, so be watching the website. Some people have asked about Bible studies. Of course, we're encouraging you to continue to study the Bible on your own. That was why we did James last month, but there may be some things coming online for that. So be watching and be patient with us as we go, but how many people are happy to be back? Woo, it's kind of exciting, isn't it? And again, I know that it's kind of been a little bit weird. I've been missing you. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, Kirtland and I, of course, we've been bubbled together this whole time, so I've seen lots of him, and he's seen lots of me, and I'm sure that that's a good thing because we love each other, but we've been missing people, haven't we? Like, he'll find me sometimes looking at a picture of Larry on Facebook just looking at his hair. Like, I've missed his hair. I've missed Rob's bright shirts. Isn't that stupid? But I think about that. Like, I was going to say, I miss Ivy. Like, little Ivy always sits up here, and she starts dancing, right? So I've been thinking, man, I miss Ivy's little dance moves. She's listening online. So, hi, Ivy. I think that that's kind of crazy but beautiful to see the family of God. And if you are listening at home, I want to encourage you that as things start to open up, to take a chance to be a part of a church, because while the teaching is eternal, the experience of being part of a family, a Christian family, is intoxicating. It's amazing. It's about doing life together. Church is not just about good teaching, but I hope that you're getting that. I hope that you're finding the Lord. I hope that you are in His Word, but it's also about me making plans to have coffee with Rob as it opens up. It's about me seeing Neil's beautiful face, and I can always tell when there's something wrong, although today's doing good, right? Like when I look into his eyes, and then I can say to him in private, buddy, are you doing okay? And Neil and I pray for one another. Right? It's not just about seeing each other on Sunday. It's about loving each other all week long. And so we want to encourage you to be part of the family of God. And so I was thinking about this as we get together. I've been so excited. And I wanted to give it time for COVID testimonies. And you say, you're nuts. And I say, yeah. Right? Like, again, I'm not happy that this thing has taken over our globe. It's been frustrating and inconvenient. Amen? What I have been excited about is even though the world has slowed down, God has showed up. Amen? And I wanted just a few sentences of praise from you to say, you know what? During COVID, God has blessed us in this way. And give me an example, right? Just give us a sentence. I'll start it off by saying this. I praise the Lord that even though the world has slowed down, I've been able to love on my family. Like going fishing, watching movies, driving Ella to work and pushing her to get there, right? All of those things. It's been awesome. She's shaking her head back there saying, Dad, don't talk about me again. Right? She's taken Charlie, our fat dog. Our fat dog is looking lean. Why? Because Ella's been walking her. Like, I'm going to start wearing a collar and hope she starts walking me. Like, she's transformed that dog over the last 3 months, right? So I praise the Lord for the slowdown. Because the slowdown is what we needed. Anybody else? Go ahead, Colleen, give her. Amen. For those of you listening online, Colleen said that she was so thankful to be home in this safe place. They had come from Florida. You could see what's going on down south. They had people looking after them while they were quarantined, and now they're free. And you know what? It feels good to be in a place where God's blessing is. Amen. I mean, that's part of it. God's blessing. Keep being smart. You don't need to test God, but we're trusting him. Amen? Anybody else? Go ahead, Michaela. You don't have to. Don't put up your hand. I feel weird, like, as I hated that in school. Don't make me feel like I'm in school. I was not welcome there. Okay, go ahead, Michaela. So awesome. You guys had Willow for 2 months. Willow, has that been good? Woo! Has it been fun? Yeah, praise the Lord. Like, this is probably not as much for her. Yeah. But it's been bringing families together. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? That's right. So Carol's praising God for his safety, right? This beautiful peace, to live at peace is everything. Richard, go ahead. Yeah, for our freedom, even though so many places in the world are on lockdown, you know, I have family in Ontario. In Ontario, they're calling, everybody's a policeman in Ontario. My mom goes outside to water the plants, and all the neighbors are watching her, and she feels pretty weird about that. I said, Mom, give them a dance. Give them something to talk about. But anyway, yeah, so the beauty and the freedom that we have. Amen. Anybody else? That's right. So businesses, again, be praying for businesses, right? But yeah, Neil's been open, and he's open for business, and didn't have to lay anybody off. Praise the Lord. You know, again, there's some that aren't experiencing all that blessing, but again, there's other blessings in your life, and we need to take them all in and drink them, but don't miss one, right? Amen. Praise the Lord that we're living in a place where, even in a country, think about this. If you were scared and you needed to stay home or you got laid off, the government's still able to look after you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody else? Has kept you. There you go. You guys should all be glad that COVID has kept Rob home. Tracy, we pray for you, Tracy. Thanks for sharing, Rob. Okay. I've missed your shirts. It's so weird. Okay. Anybody else? I don't want to delay it. We had a great time in the first service of sharing. We had a great time of a child dedication. Even it's been a really exciting morning. Go ahead, Faye. Okay. So those of you who don't know, Faye ministers in Alabama for 6 months of the year, and she comes back here. And we're so glad that she's home and she's safe. But again, she's been keeping in contact with the mission, and things are going smooth. God's hand is upon them. Faye, we could say that. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else? A good work experience and a slowdown. Amen. But you know, you do work with me sometimes too. How come that's the best place you've ever worked, right? What? Anyway. She met next to Andrew. That's the best place that she's ever worked. Oh, my land. Okay, but praise the Lord, right? For co-workers, for family, for employers who are caring about the community. Praise God for all of it. Well, guys, that's kind of what I wanted to do today. I wanted to remind us, the church, that even though the communities and the globe and countries are shutting down, God is still showing up. Amen? And it's been exciting for me. You know, it's kind of been interesting. I've been listening to a lot of people complain and grieve. And I just haven't been found there. Have I been inconvenienced and frustrated sometimes? But I really haven't found myself complaining a whole lot because there's been too many good things that God has been doing. And I wanted to share that with you as we come back together and kind of continue this idea of COVID testimonies that outside the walls of the church, you know what, it's been amazing for me. Because outside of the walls of the church, I have found people are seeking. Now, maybe that hasn't been your experience, but for some of you that I've been talking to, it has been your experience, and it's amazing. Like, again, everybody in town knows what I do, and I think that's why they come to me. Like, I've had strangers and old friends who don't come to the church, but they came up to me, and they said, Andrew, I got a question. And I'm going to let her go, and I know what it's about. It's going to be about end times. That's been the number one question, right? Are we living in the end times? Is this it? And I'm like, you really need to study, because it is all part of the puzzle. And that's not something that I fear. Now, usually those questions come in fear, and they're a little amazed when I get excited talking about the return of the Lord, right? It's, again, if you've lived through 2020, this is not home. Praise God, right? And I get excited about God's return, but I've had an opportunity to share question after question, answer after answer to those who are seeking, and they're not part of the family of God. It's been amazing to me. Another thing that amazed me is we've had so many people joining us online. So again, hi to everybody who's joining us online. I'll give you an example of that. For Doris's funeral, first funeral I've ever had to do during a pandemic, we had over 2,000 people join us. Now, we're a town of 2,000. What amazes me is that not only did Doris touch a lot of lives, but everybody who tuned in heard the salvation message and got introduced to Jesus Christ, who is a Savior. That's amazing to me. That's amazing to me, and it blessed me. And I said, Lord, we're shut down. And we got more people than ever before. You know, that's amazing to me. Also, another thing that really made me fascinated was the community has been interested in everything that we've been doing here at the church. And you'd say, well, how do you know that, Andrew? Well, I know that because of this. We've had banks and businesses and individuals calling me and saying, Andrew, we want to know how we can help. And I'd say, well, we've got people volunteering to get medications. We've got people volunteering to do wellness checks. We're calling people. And they said, well, we're going to help. We're going to call people in the community. I had banks dropping off gift cards, all this sort of stuff. And I'm just amazed going, wow, again, the community trusts us. We did a Helping Heat project where we were getting wood ready to cut. And if you're new to the church or you're listening online, we help families who can't afford to heat. It's not get ahead. It's these people are going to be cold if we don't help. And so we cut wood. Well, the town, again, for the last few years since we started this project, they keep their trees for us, no cost. Amazing. And so the mayor calls me up and says, Andrew, your wood, we got some wood. If you want to take it, I'm taking it. I put up a picture. I'm rejoicing. I'm thanking God in the midst of COVID. I have two other families call me up and say, you know what? We've got some wood available for you. And I think, again, families that don't go to the church, but they're willing to give because they know that we are doing our best to love our community. Think about this. When that tragedy happened and there was shooting in our province and people were grieving, we had a lady from out west who heard how our church has grief share and loves on those in times of need. And she worked with the 700 Club out of Ontario to send us 60 books on grief to give out at no cost to us, not even the postage, because they knew that we were a church that were loving our community. Isn't that amazing? And besides all those outside blessings, I was thinking about the blessings that were happening right here with the family. The blessings that were happening within the walls of the church. You know what? This slowdown told me how healthy our church is. And I want to say thank you to everybody who's been checking in, everybody who's been praying, everybody who's been joining us online, everybody who's been giving faithfully. It's been amazing to me, and I want you to know that it makes a difference. Do you know that there are churches that are in danger of shutting down because their congregations didn't seem to be behind them? And we've not only got a congregation behind us, praise the Lord, we've got a community behind us. It's amazing. And Facebook gives me way too much information. Do you know that I can see who our primary watchers are? Kirtland and I were fascinated to get this, that it's middle-aged women are tuning in to look at this. Huh? Now, again, you know what? For what it's worth, it made me feel good inside just for a moment. And I went, I still got it. Yeah. All right. So I want to say a special welcome to all you middle-aged ladies out there who are listening online. I know you're missing the looks, but you're still getting that sweet, sultry voice, right? Anyway, it's kind of been amazing. It's been weird. But think about this, the outreach. Even in the shutdown, there's been outreach. You know, there's been families that have been telling me, Andrew, since we've been online, we've invited neighbors, we've invited other families, and we've been bubbling together anyway, and we're watching church online. You don't know how that blesses me, how that's encouraged me, how that's, I just go, that's so amazing that people are connected to what's happening here, and it thrills my heart. How about this? When we started the study in James, again, I've never led through a pandemic, right? All I could think of is if I have to be up here preaching to a camera, I'm going to be weird, right? And then people will see me so sweaty and gross because I'm moving around and I'm going, that's not a good first impression. So let's sit down at a table, Kirtland. And because Kirtland is in the midst of his training, I wanted him to know, this is how I put it together. This is how I study the Word of God. Let's do this together. And so we did our series in James. You want to know what? It should have happened long ago, but praise the Lord, it happened now. I had families calling me saying, Andrew, I need to get a Bible. The one I have, I don't understand, I don't read. And so they ordered study Bibles online. They ordered Bible resources online for the first time. And I'm going, this is so amazing. And then every week they would join in and they would follow along. And they understood just how important the study of the Word is. And it thrills my heart because every time you invest in the Holy Scriptures, you are reaping in your spirit. Amen? Right? And again, other blessings and testimonies. Families that said to me, Andrew, this has been a reset. And I said, explain to me what you mean. They said, you know how long it's been since we've had a family dinner together? And that grieves me, but then I hear the excitement saying, we've been doing it every night! And they've missed it. And the kids that are doing projects with their parents, right? That people are buying plants and keeping a garden and everybody's doing their thing and they're doing it together. And it's been beautiful that they've been using this time wisely to work together, to play together, to get to know each other again. Praise the Lord. And I think even on the outside, how many noticed the new lights when you came into the foyer? If you don't, put on your sunglasses when you go back out. It's so bright out there, it's amazing, right? For 16 years, we've had faulty lights in the foyer. Now they're all on. In fact, I think we should take some out. It's too bright out there now. How many noticed the white building when you came in? It's been freshly painted, right? Some painting happened downstairs. You won't be able to enjoy that. Like in the kitchen, there's a whole new fresh look down there. And again, once we're able to open, you guys will be able to see some of those things. But things have been happening in the building. And it's not just the building, but inside the souls of individuals. You know, this has been disruptive, right? Out of the last 3 months, I have had such heavy but important counseling sessions. Like habitual sin that has never been dealt with that has come to the surface that all of a sudden people are saying, I need to bring this to the Lord. And Andrew, I need help. And I'm going, praise God. Families that are being restored, individuals that are finding strength. All of that counseling has been happening. And God has used the mess to deal with even more important messes, amen? It's been amazing. Rob and I, again, he's my prophetic buddy. Some people read prophecy and they get all worried. You shouldn't do that. You should get excited. Some of prophecy you need to understand because it's prophetic. You won't completely understand it until it's actually taking place, but you should not be found sleeping, right, brother? You should be found watching and waiting. And so he and I will exchange websites. In fact, sometimes, some days he'd give me more than I could watch. And he would send me, Andrew, check this one out, check this one out. But I was rejoicing with him that halfway through the pandemic to date, he was sharing with me about this evangelistic tour. It was like an outreach, right? I can't even speak this morning. That's okay. But they were sharing with Jesus online, and he told me 132,000 people received the Lord on one online event around the world, and I just went, wow. And so I've been praying for those people. Why? Because we've been praising and we've been seeing him move in amazing ways that even when the country, even when the globe has shut down, God has showed up. And I've been feeling these verses. This is taken from Matthew 5, and I want to read it for you quickly and just give you a few things to think about as we celebrate today. Matthew 5, starting to read at verse 13. This is Jesus teaching. He says this. He says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and to be trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it up on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify Abba Father in heaven." It's incredible. Again, church, let me remind you that the world may be a mess, but you are salt and you are light. And I don't want us to miss the calling in all of this, that that is who an almighty God says you are. And that we are designed to make a difference even in the craziest of days. And we got to take it seriously. I want to remind you that God didn't come to make bad men good. He came to make dead things live. Like, what we are called to is so important. So think about that. I don't want you to miss it this morning. You are the salt. What does the salt do? It adds flavor, right? Now, think about that with me just for a minute. You know, Elias loves cooking and loves food. He's like me, and at one time I thought he was going to be a chef. And it was neat the days that he started to learn how to use spices. Right? And the first time he put salt on a cucumber or on a tomato, and he's going, wow, the flavor, right? And I was thinking about that. Think about that. You are called to be the flavor, right? The flavor of the world. And we just talked about it as we studied James over the last few months. This idea that when people look at you, they have to see a difference. Why? Because that's the kind of difference you will make, your salt. You will make life better. Why? Because of the way you respond, the way you react, the way that all of those things come together. While the world is worried about pedicure and manicures, we're praising him. And people see the difference. And what have you been? You've been helpful. Thank you. You've been hopeful. Thank you. You've been filled with praise. Thank you. You've been rejoicing. Thank you. What have you been doing? You've been adding flavor. And oh, how refreshing it's been. Salt not just adds flavor, but it also preserves. It keeps things from rotting. How many remember Lita Hanspiker? She used to come to the church here, and of course, she's been gone to glory for a few years now. She always used to bring me in dried fish, salted fish. I didn't know how old it was. It doesn't matter, because once you salt it, it'll stay good forever. Why? Because it combats the rotting. And I remember sitting, chewing on salted fish with her, and the flavor was good, but I was thinking, man, this fish, if it hadn't been salted, would have just rotted in days, right? And here we were enjoying it together, and I said, you know what? All the parasites and the bacteria were gone. Nothing could harm me because it was salted. And I was thinking about that in today's culture. We need to be that anti-agent when it comes to rot. To show people that there's a better way, right? To come against that corruption that's trying to rot. That we are the ones who have a beauty about us that preserves righteousness and holiness and love. And you've been doing that. It's been happening right here in our midst. It's been amazing. What else does salt do? Salt has an absorbent chemical makeup. Hygroscopy, it's called. It's the molecules that attract water. It's kind of interesting. Again, put a whole bunch of salt on something. Some people use it to battle weeds. What happens to the weeds? The moisture is drawn out, and it shrivels up, and it dies. It's kind of amazing. It's like, you want to understand this? Go to the movie theaters when they open up. They don't put salt right on the popcorn anymore. They put a salt flavor on the popcorn within the oil. Why do they do that? So that you'll buy a $252 small drink, right? So be ready for it. Like, wouldn't it be weird if I predicted the price right? It's always been outrageous, right? But there's that deal. If they can make you thirsty, you got to buy the big priced item, right? That's why so many potato chip companies are owned by beverage companies, right? Because they want you to be thirsty. And it's kind of interesting. I think about that. That is your calling. You know that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but what? You can't make them drink. But you know what your job is? To make them thirsty. Make them thirsty. Live a life like James says, that you know what? That they cannot dismiss. And before they know it, they see something better and they crave it. What do you mean your marriage works, Andrew? Well, I used to think it did, but she thinks working over at Home Hardware is far better than working with me. I'm going to get together with Tim and have coffee and say, what are you doing to please my wife, brother? You got to share, right? Now the rumors will start. Hey, Tim, if you're listening to that, woohoo! Anyway, I think about it, though. You know what? That we're called to be that salt, to preserve the things that are right and the truth, to add that flavor. And then God goes on. Jesus goes on to call us light. Think about light for a minute. You know what light does? Light displaces darkness. In fact, darkness, the definition of it is absence of light. You see, light has absolute authority over darkness. Think about this with me. You got to get this because you're the light. Light has absolute authority over darkness. How do I know that? When it's dark out, I turn on a light, and what happens? The darkness flees. So it wins every time. Every time you turn on a light, the darkness has to leave. It's kind of interesting. And in fact, like some of you, how many people have been sleeping in a little bit since? I can't. Like I get a headache sometimes, so I'm always up and I'm going, oh, this is such a beautiful opportunity for me to see afternoon and miss the morning, but I have to be up in the morning. But Allison, when she wants to sleep, you know what? She can't do nothing about the light. The light is coming and the darkness is going to have to flee, so she has to cloak the window because she can't stop the light, right? And you think about that, that you have absolute authority over the darkness. You are greater than. Is this world dark? Absolutely. But guess what? You're the light. Keep shining. Keep shining. Why? Because the light reveals. Right? It helps you navigate regardless of the task. It helps you. I remember when I was a kid, my dad always used to have this task. He'd say, Andrew! And I go, oh, no, he found out what I did. Right? I always living in fear because I was always doing something wrong, right? And then I get there and Dad would say, you got to hold this light for me. And I'm like, whew. He didn't find out. And then I'd get there holding the light and he said, that light better not move, boy. He said, now that I got you here, I want to talk to you about something I found out. I go, ah, he did know, right? But if you're ever being held to ask, like, hold a light, kids, just know that your dad probably wants to talk to you. Don't fall for that stuff. Anyway. But the light, think about this. Like, you would never go out in the darkness, start your car, leave the lights off, and just start driving it. You pin it, what do you find out? You're in the ditch before long. The light helps you navigate, right? The light helps you see. It makes tasks so much simpler. And we're called to be that, to reveal that to the world, to show the way, to help them navigate. It's our calling. What else does light do? It brings accountability. When some of the businesses in Chicago started to pull out, and Chicago became very economically challenged, right? Crime was on the rise. Why, if nobody can work, let's steal what the neighbor has. You want to know the one effective thing that they did? When the city of Chicago was still growing and businesses started to pull out, they started to put up streetlights. What did streetlights do? It called people to accountability, because here's the interesting thing. Criminals like the anonymity, don't they? I'll steal from a neighbor. I just don't want them to know I'm a thief. Turn on the light, a little less anxious to go steal. You see what I'm saying? So what did the criminal factor do in that whole situation? They started to attack the streetlights. Can you imagine? But it was the light that revealed. It revealed truth. It revealed goodness. For us, it reveals holiness and righteousness and joy and happiness. And on I could go. When you shine, you reveal a better way to a world that is lost and dying. And they need you. They need you to shine. And so thank you. I wanted to start this whole reopening by saying thank you for being the salt. That's your calling, to add that flavor to our community, to preserve what is good, making all those thirsty who watch on. I want to say thank you for being the light, for calling others to that kind of accountability, for helping others to navigate and to see a better way, for being that light that has absolute authority over darkness. I want you to know that that's what God has called you to. And I'm so proud of this place. Because in 3 months, our doors may have been locked, but guess what? God was showing up every week, every day. You guys have been so awesome. I wanted to say thank you. And you know what? Even now, as we begin, I want you to again, let your light shine. Sprinkle that salt into this world so that, you know what? We never stop testifying. Why? Because the goodness of God will never run dry. Amen? Until the trumpet sounds, may we be the salt and may we be the light. Everybody stand with me real quick. Whew, it's getting hot. No, I'm just gross, I know. If I turn up the air conditioner, just bring a blanket next week. Whew, it's warm. I didn't bring an extra shirt. See, I'm out of practice. Usually I change shirts between services. Yeah, it's just awful. Anyway, I've missed preaching. I've missed you. I'm glad you missed me, too. You're not telling the truth. Okay. But here's the beauty of it all. We've missed each other, but I'm so glad we haven't missed our calling. We've missed each other, but I'm so glad that our community hasn't missed the good deeds that have glorified the only one who gives us life, and that's the Father in heaven. Thank you. Let's pray together. Father, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would continue to bless our lives, continue to meet our needs, continue to heal our land. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue, Holy Spirit, to allow us to be the flavor. To be the salt. To preserve truth. In a society that seems to be missing it, let us be the salt. Let us be the salt. Let us be the salt. Let us live a life that makes others thirsty. Thank you, Spirit, that you've shone through us. Would we be the light that reveals, the light that calls to accountability, the light that helps navigate, the light that has absolute authority, Father God, help us always to say yes to your calling. And so, Father God, I want to say thank you that we're able to meet today, but I say thank you for the last 3 months. You have been on the move. While the world is shut down, you've shown up. I thank you. I thank you. And Father God, I pray that again, we would never stop being the salt and the light, fulfilling our calling that is from heaven above. Father God, may we be a blessing to this place. So thank you, God, for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you for what you're doing in our community. Thank you for what you're doing in our country and around the globe, even the things that we don't understand. Father God, we pray that you continue to lead the way. Allow leaders to fall on their face and find you. Father God, in the days in which we live, whew, let us be the difference that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.